Kelly. I mean, CBS must just be loving it. First, they Gayle King had Ralph Northam, and now they've got R. Kelly. She sat down to interview the singer, who is charged now with 10 counts of sexual abuse in Chicago. Listen to how this went.
Do you still sit here and say you have never been with underage girls? Can you really say that?
I sit here and say this. I had 2 cases back then that I said in the beginning of the interview that I would not talk about because of my ongoing case now.
Okay,
fair enough. But
okay.
I will tell you this. People are going back to my past, okay? That's exactly what they're doing. They're going back to the past, and they're trying to add all of this stuff now to that, to make all of the stuff that's going on now feels real to people.
But the past is relevant with you with underage girls.
Absolutely, no, it's not.
Why?
Because, for one, I beat my case. When you beat something, you beat it.
You were acquitted.
We can't double jeopardy me like that. You can't. It's not fair. It's not fair to nobody. When you beat your case, you beat your case.
But I'm not talking about the one case in which you were acquitted. I'm talking about the other cases where women have come forward and said, R. Kelly had sex with me when I was under the age of 18. R. Kelly was abusive to me emotionally and physically and verbally.
Okay.
R. Kelly took me in a black room where unspeakable things happen. This is what they're saying about you.
These aren't
old rumors.
Not true. Whether they're old rumors, new rumors,
why would they
future
say this
rumors,
about you?
Not true.
That didn't sound like it was going well. Here's a little tip. Don't say you beat your case. That sounds like, oh, I did it, but I got away with it. I mean,
don't publish a book called If I Did It.
Yeah. I mean, that the choice of words there, out of control. It is interesting when you're listening to these, especially music stars who are just swamped with fans all the time, and they can probably do whatever they want because the fans are so obsessed with them and want them. They just don't have the same angst that any of us have. Now, listen, check out this part. This is where R. Kelly stares into the camera to declare his innocence. It's mind-blowing.
And correct me if I'm wrong, that you have never held anybody against their will.
I don't need to. Why would I?
Well, I'm
how stupid would
never
it be
held
for
anybody.
R. Kelly, with all I've been through in my way, way past, to hold somebody, let alone 4, 5, 6, 50, you said. How stupid would I be to do that?
I didn't say you
were
holding.
That's stupid, guys.
I didn't.
Is this camera on me?
Yes, it's on.
That's stupid. Use your common sense. Don't forget the blogs. Forget how you feel about me. Hate me if you want to. Love me if you want. But just use your common sense. How stupid would it be for me to, with my crazy past and what I've been through, right now I just think I need to be a monster and hold girls against their will, chain them up in my basement, and don't let them eat and don't let them out unless they need some shoes down the street from their uncle.
Robert,
stop it. Y'all quit playing. Quit playing.
Robert.
I didn't do this stuff. This is not me. I'm fighting for my life.
The tears are a nice effect at the end, right? How could this go worse? Unless he just admitted it on the air. I mean, why would I have to? Sounds like I don't need to hold anybody. They'll go strap themselves down to the bed for me. I mean, am I misreading that?
No, I don't think so.
Why would I need to do that? Now, I got the line about that would be dumb. Yeah, it would be dumb. Kind of like doing this interview is dumb. I think he did not clear himself with this interview. He sounds emotionally unhinged, which if you're accused of something, it must be a traumatic thing, especially if you didn't do it. But my listening to that didn't make me think, oh, gosh, this poor guy is being hustled by women and their families who want to take money from him.
And then you're going to see the pictures and you're going to see the video of him at the end there when he stands up and he's thumping his chest and saying, I didn't do this. It's a very... It looks threatening almost in the way he's angrily pounding himself and saying, I didn't do this. I'm fighting for my life.
Yeah.
You're going to see that a lot over the next 24 hours plus.
Well, I'm not sure he helped himself with this interview. Gayle King, man, she's pulling them in. She could have a rogues gallery of interviews.